Cheshvan, Rabbi Shimon Silkin, Achieving Kedusha Through Shabbos.
Okay, good morning. We often hear about Shmira Shabbos. Shmira Shabbos is all the rage this week, of course, with the various efforts that are going on around the country, around the world, to improve Shmira Shabbos. But Shabbos is not just about Shmira. It's not just about observing Shabbos. Shabbos is also about Kedusha. Shabbos Kodesh. So we'll talk a bit about Shmira Shabbos, but the focus this morning will be on the aspect of Kedusha as it relates to Shabbos. Holiness, sanctity. What Kedusha has to do with Shabbos, and Shabbos has to do with Kedusha. And in order to do that, we need to provide a little bit of an introduction discussing the aspect of Kedusha itself. Kedusha, holiness. Mesilas Yesharim, when he discusses Kedusha, he says, Tchilosa avoyedo v'soifo matona. When it comes to Kedusha, when it comes to sanctity, it starts with hard work. It's not easy to achieve Kedusha. It requires a lot of effort. But even after we put in a lot of the effort, if we are able to achieve Kedusha, it's not because we've achieved it on our own, but at the end of the day, it's a maton. It's a gift. It's a gift. If a person is able to enter into a world of Kedusha, it's because he's been gifted. It's a special siyata d'shmaya. As it says, Odom mekadosh atzmo ma'at, mekadosh eino oseh harve. Odom mekadosh atzmo milamato, mekadosh eino oseh milamalo. Dahainu, we put in the effort downstairs, and there's a special siyata d'shmaya, a special Kedusha that comes down from upstairs. And there already we see a relationship between Kedusha and Shabbos, because we know that Shabbos is also a matana. Famous Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I've got a special matana b'beis Genozai, and his name is Shabbos. As we say every single Shabbos morning, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. Shabbos is also referred to as a matana, and Kedusha here is referred to as a matana as well. So when we talk about Kedusha, and the fact that it's a gift, and the fact that it's something that comes with Siyata D'Shmaya, which we'll get back to more specifically later, it's always important to remember the Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim, where the Torah tells us to be holy. The Torah gives us a commandment that we should be sanctified. Kedoshim tiyu ki kodesh ani. Zog the Ramban, famously Shittas Ramban, Pshat in Kedusha and also Rabbeinu Bachya, that this means Parishus. Right? Parishus means abstention, keeping away from those things that are steeped in Tumah, or in the Yetzirah, things we shouldn't be doing. A kodosh is somebody who withholds, someone who abstains, someone who keeps back their urges, even in things that might not be necessarily absolutely forbidden. They might be technically permitted, right? But it doesn't necessarily mean that we should go for it, right? The famous concept the Ramban talks about, which is kadish atzmcho b'mutaloch, that we are kadish ourselves with things that are mutter. Right, a glutton might eat a load of food all day long. It's all kosher miyosha. It's got kadasya, all the local echsherim stamped all over it. Right, it doesn't mean you should be eating all day long. Right, the idea of kedusha is to withhold, take control, abstain. And the Maisa, the Maseches Kedushin, right at the beginning, that taich, that understanding in kedusha is the basis for kedushin, where until this point, anybody in the world could have married this person, right? Certainly, Gemara Kedushin. Right at the beginning of Kedushin, that based on the Dalit. What? Why do we call marriage Kedushin? What's all this to do with sanctity, right? And the answer is because until now, a minute beforehand, before he was Mekadish, his wife, the whole world was his oyster, right? And punkt of amol is this one and nobody else. Tahainu, the whole world has been shut off. There's a precious from the rest of the world. And that is the normal understanding of Kedusha. The problem is that if that remains the understanding of Kedusha, right, at least from a Torah Hashkof perspective, then we've certainly not completed the picture. Because the reality is that everybody sort of relates to Kedusha in this way. If you step out of the space of Medrash and you ask some goy on the street, you know, describe to me holiness or sanctity and who are the holy men, they'll tell you these are people that abstain from the physical world, that curb their material desires, right, in their higher echelons, these people won't even get married or raise a family and so forth. Abstention from the world, right? But we know that that is not the whole story at all. Because as Tosis themselves in Kedushin ask, yeah, they're lachor the opposite. Kedushin means Dveikus, right? Why are we calling Kedushin? Why are we basing the definition of Kedushin on the fact that he cannot marry anybody else in the world? He's just got married to his wife. Right? It's the ultimate level of Dveikus. Right? Dveikus that is Kosher, V'yosher, and Toher, and Kodosh. That we call marriage, this whole act of marriage, of living in union with somebody else, as Kedushin. Elomai. The Taish is that there are two halves to the concept of Kedusha. One is the abstention, that is the precious. And that's taka why the Mesilas Yeshorim talks about precious before Kedusha. And that's because before the Mesilas Yeshorim in the Gemara, the Braisa of Pinchas ben Yoe, which is what the whole Mesilas Yeshorim is based on, the ladder of greatness when a person finally arrives at the highest level, what precedes Kedusha in that sequence is precious, right? Where there's this abstention, this negation of the physical world, but that is then immediately succeeded by a Kedusha of Dveikus. But one can't get to Dveikus, one can't get to attachment, one can't engage in anything else on the right level with the right intent, with the right mindset, if it hasn't been preceded with a clear discipline and a clear precious and a clear abstention to know exactly what you can do and what you can't do. Gedorim, there needs to be boundaries, there needs to be discipline, there needs to be clear, that's the level of precious. And then there can be this concept of the other half of Kedushin, or Kedusha, which is the opposite of all of that, which is unbridled dveikus and attachment to that which is good. And we'll soon see, Be'ez Hashem, that this will apply to Shabbos as well, the Kedusha of Shabbos as well. Because in Zohar HaKadosh is brought down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Klal Yisrael, charged Klal Yisrael three times with the mitzvah being Kodesh. There are three mitzvahs in the Torah that demand of us that we should be holy, that we should be sanctified. First, v'hiskadishtem, and then, as we said before, kadoshim tiyu, sorry, v'hiyisim kadoshim, and then ki kodesh oni. That's what it's stated in Zohar. V'hiskadishtem, v'hiyisim kadoshim, lelokeichem, and ki kodesh oni, kadoshim tiyu, ki kodesh oni. Now, it's not clear what's meant by ki kodesh oni. So for this, we need to find what the pshat of the Reish's Chochma and how he explains vos meint the Zohar when he talks about these three kedushas. And basically, what he's going to tell us is that there are three aspects to kedusha. The three aspects, are just three avenues towards kedusha, perhaps, if you want to look at that way. There's sur meira, and there's going to be Asei Toiv, and there's going to be something that's bigger than both of those. Let's analyze what these three things are. First of all, Sur Meira. Sur Meira is the idea that a person is surrounded by evil. We're all surrounded by evil. Surrounded by Yetzirahs today more than ever before. Surrounded by Tithes, surrounded by Tuma, surrounded by bad things and bad people. As David HaMelech says, Sur Meira. Take a detour. Go around the back. Avoid evil. Don't think you can confront evil. Ilamole Yisrael lo yocholoi. Walk away. And that is all part of the middle of Yiro, Yirah Shomayim, where a person is fearful. A person has a level of reverence, a level of trepidation. A person is concerned. It is Yiro that holds us back from doing things that are wrong. In fact, Lemaisa in the Ran state that every mitzvah loisa say is rooted in Yirah Shomayim. Rooted in Yirah Shomayim. Why don't I speak Lashon Hara? Why would I not eat something that's not kosher? Why would I not be Mechal Shabbos? Because I've got Yirah Shomayim. Or, I hope I have. Right? So It's the Yiras Shomayim that's built in that is responsible for all of the loisases, all of the negative mitzvahs. Das is Yira, and there's a Kedusha in that Yira. There is Kedusha associated with Yiras Shomayim. As we say in our benching, Yiru is Hashem Kedoshov, Gein Mach Zoilireyov, right? It's a pasuk about Yira, and it's talking about Kedoshim. Kedoshim have Yira, because this is the Kedusha of Prishus, this is the Kedusha of abstention, this is the Kedusha of refusal. I'm not going to do this because I have Yira Shomayim, Das Ligdin Dem Kedusha. Emolings. But then there's the Kedusha of Asei Toiv. Asei Toiv, as the Ran says, is responsible for the positive mitzvahs that I do. Why do I learn Torah? Why do I lay tefillin? And yeah, we'll come to Shabbos in a moment. But all the positive mitzvahs are rooted in this Asei Toiv, which according to the Ran, is not Yira Shomayim, but Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem. We know that there are two basic fundamental pillars to all of Yiddishkeit and to all of Shemiras HaTorah. Yira Shomayim is responsible for what I don't do, and Avas Hashem is responsible for what I do. So Asei Toiv is this level of Avas Hashem, and that Asei Toiv is this Dveikus I was talking about before. Just like in a marriage, there is the Sumira from the rest of the world that the Gemara is talking about. We're not calling all the ladies Ra, but as far as he's concerned, they are. Right? That would be considered Isurim, Isurim Derais, Isurim Labim, Isurim Koris. And then you have Asei Toiv, which is the Kiddush in itself, which is the Ahava. And that's taka why every time we do a mitzvah, and we're about to perform a positive mitzvah. Baruch Ato Hashem, Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvotzov. You've sanctified us through your mitzvahs. So nishno yiruas Hashem kedoshok yemachsa lireo. That when I'm holding back from performing a negative mitzvah, which is my Yira Shomayim, that contains that Kedusha, it's also when I'm positively acting and performing a mitzvah, that is that Kedusha, which is related to Asher Kedusha, which is so represented by the Brocha Asher Kedushonu b'mitzvotzov. Shortened time, I can't go much more into it. But then there is a level above that. There's a level above that. We've discussed Sumira, Yirah Shomayim. We've discussed Asei Toiv, which is Avos Hashem. There's the Kedusha of Precious, which is Yirah Shomayim. There's the Kedusha of Asei Toiv, which is Avos Hashem. And then there's something else. And this is how the Rishus Chochem explains what's stated in Zoya. Da'ainu v'iskadishtem perhaps is the Precious, v'isem kedoshim perhaps is the Asei Toiv. Vositos ki kodosh oni. So the Loshon of the Mesilas Yesharim is that a Kodosh is mishalech lifnei Hashem ba'ar tzoyz achayim. Which is very apropos to this week's Parashat Lech Lecha as well. Mishalech lefonai v'heyei somim. A Kodosh is somebody who's able to walk in Olam Haba whilst he's still in Olam Hazeh. That's how the Mesilas Yesharim types is a Kodosh. The Hainu is able to fuse the two worlds coming together. He's able to unite heaven and earth. He's there, but he's here. To quote a classic expression that I don't understand, Ha'ovo is hein hein ha-merkova. Not that we're discussing Merkova. You can ask the Bikiyim, who know a lot more about this than I do, but the concept of the Ovis being Merkova is that they carry the Olam Ha'elyon through this world. As I state, there is a mustik that a person can live in that world here. The ultimate representative of this concept is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was the one who said, "Ein zekiyim beis Elokim, v'zeh shar ha-shomoy." This was Yaakov Avinu, the fusion of the two worlds. And of course, Yaakov is Toch Kedusha. We know the Yaakov is Kedusha. The first bracha of Shemoneh Esau corresponds to Avraham, Avraham, Mogen Avraham. The second bracha of Shemoneh Esau corresponds to Yitzchak, Yisrishtei, Tchias HaMesim. And Yitzchak was the one who went through Tchias HaMesim. In fact, the Loshen, the Oysis, Yitzchak spells Ketzchai, Yisrishtei, because he lived in the afterlife here in this world. And Yaakov Avinu is Ato Kodesh, Shimcha Kodesh, and Kedoshim Echol Yoyim, according to many Mepharshim, is referring not to the Malachim, but to Klal Yisrael, who are Kedoshim, Kedosh Elin, this is Yaakov Avinu. And as the Taka says in the Apostle, Hikdishu is Kedosh Yaakov, and that's why we say invention, Kedoshenu, Kedosh Yaakov, Reina Roy Yisrael, and so on and so forth. Yaakov is doch the mid of Kedusha, Yaakov is the mid of Shabbos, as we'll see. Because this idea of uniting and unifying the two worlds, Mitos Vishlema, is this idea of Kedusha that goes above the Kedusha of Sumira, and even goes above the Kedusha of Asei Toiv. So that's the Indian of Kedusha. When it comes to Shabbos, we also see these three ideas. When you ask somebody, you know, this week is all about Shabbos. You ask somebody, what is it about Shabbos? And what are we trying to promote? And what is all this fuss about? What is this, they're baking loads of challahs tonight. Yeah. So, most people will tell you, I need to be, you know, Shomer Shabbos, right? Or Shabbat observant. What does it mean to be observant of Shabbos? What's main dos shmiro? The Loshen Shmira in the Torah, the Gemara says, is always a negative expression. There are four lishoinis of negativity in the Torah. Hishomer, Pen, Lav, and Al. Yeah? Whenever the Torah says the Loshen of Shmira means do not. Shmira Shabbos is a negative. It means do not be mechalel. Do not do boira. Do not do bishul. Do not perform any of the Lamed Tes Malachos. That's what a Shomer Shabbos is. Right? It means that I'm not being mechal Shabbos. And that's Hakav Oshteg the Seres. It was Shomer as Yom HaShabbos. And if a person is Shomer as Yom HaShabbos, that they are not mechal Shabbos, that's not Kedusha. Because the next word is Lekadshoi. Shomer as Yom HaShabbos, Lekadshoi. Protect the Shabbos from desecration, and that way you sanctify Shabbos. Stos is in Kedusha. Obviously, Shteg Oichet, Zocher as Yom HaShabbos, Lekadshoi. Zohar is positive. Zohar is not abstention from melacha. Zohar is zochrehu. And that's what Kiddush is all about. And that is what bringing the Kedusha of the upstairs world into this world is all about. We don't call people Zohre Shabbos. We call them Shomre Shabbos. Maybe we need to bring out a new phone book. That's called the Zohre Shabbos. Because Shomre Shabbos is precious from melacha. But that's not enough. That's not enough. And here's a beautiful Deher, which I saw in the Sefer Daf Shabbos. We've talked about Prishos from Melacha. We've talked about Zechiro b'Negea to the performance of Shabbos, the positive performance of Shabbos, the Asei Toiv, the Dveikas of Shabbos. There's something above that. The above that is what we talked about before, which is the fusion of the two worlds. Now, it's very early in the morning to use the word I'm about to use. But in the Svarim HaKadoshim, when the two worlds are brought together, that process, that mahalach, is referred to as yichud. Stosach yichud. The unification of all the elements coming together. And one aspect of understanding this sumira, then asei toiv, then this coming together, that is the ultimate kedusha, that is the kedusha of Yaakov Avinu, is represented by the dibur echod. We say on Friday night at Kabbalah Shabbos, shomer v'zocher v'dibur echod. Now, the Poshet Taich is that in one place it says Shomer, another place it says Zocher, which one was it? B'divo Echad, they're both said together. But what's the tiefgeist in that? What's the depth? What's the profundity? What's the message? So the pshat is that Shomer is a level of precious of Kedusha. Zocher is a level of Asein Toiv of Kedusha, the Dveikas of Kedusha. But B'divo Echad is when the two worlds come together and perform one entity, one Shomayim Va'oretz into one place. And it's very important that there is this unification, that there is this unity, that this is coming together for the following reason. In Kedusha that we say every single day, several times a day, three times in Shacharis alone, when we talk about how the Malachim praise and laud the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, they say Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. But then they also say, Boruch Kavod Hashem in Koimai. And this is the structure of Kedusha. We talked about it Rosh Hashanah time. We talked about the idea of Kedusha and Kavod. But we're not talking about Kavod today. We're talking about Brocha today. We find that Kedusha and Brocha go together as well. There's a relationship between sanctity and blessing. Blessing. We see it in the Kedusha, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Baruch Kvod Hashem im Koimoi, but there is a deep relationship between the idea of Kedusha and Brocha, blessing. In Rabbeinu Bachya, his Loshen is that HaBrocha Nimsheches Min HaKedusha. Where there is Kedusha, there is Brocha. Now we know in the context of Kiddushin, there is the ultimate Brocha, or the ultimate fulfillment of Kedushin is Leshevis Yitzorah, which is the Brocha of children. And that the ultimate Brocha in the world is children, we know that. There's a whole Shtikl Torah on that for another time. Even in the modern Hebrew, a large family is called a mishpacha v'ruchah yeladim. There's the idea that the ultimate bracha is the extension of oneself, and that's what bracha means. It's lashon of brecha, means it receives water from the av and it continues to provide water, and that's in connection to kedushin. But in Shabbos it's like that as well. I explain in just a moment. But what the Rebbeinu Bachi is saying is that where there is kedusha, there is bracha. Kedusha creates bracha. Bracha is a derivative of kedusha, and this is what we see in the kedusha that we say every day. And the truth is, when we talk about the Rebbeinu Shleilam, who is the source of kedusha, we say ato kodesh, and therefore we can be kedoshim, and kedoshim tihu ki kodesh oni, is that Rebbeinu Shleilam is hakodesh baruch hu. The way that we define, the way that Chazal defined the Rebbeinu Shleilam, was via his kedusha and his bracha. And what do we mean that Hashem is baruch? What do we mean Hashem is blessed? We don't mean that kodesh baruch, we give Hashem blessings. Right? Every time we say the word baruch ato Hashem, we don't really mean blessed art thou, God, O Lord of the universe. Right? It's not blessed art. Who are we to bless the Rebbeinu Shleilam? Yeah, shtei alti brichas hedi kala be'enecho. That's talking about amongst people. We don't have any brachas to give the Rebbeinu Shleilam, right? So everybody knows, every Siddur Mefarish explains that Baruch Ato is that HaKadosh Baruch is the Mekor HaBracha. HaKadosh Baruch is the source of Bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you know what's really interesting? Is that what's missing, it might not be missing, but I've explained the HaKadosh and I've explained Baruch. So why don't we just call HaKadosh Baruch HaKadosh Baruch? HaKadosh Baruch, what's the Hu? The Hu is the Yichud. Hu Hu. Ani Hu. And this is taka why before a mitzvah, specifically a positive mitzvah, we're trying to unite these two worlds, especially amongst the Hasidim. Every mitzvah, but even amongst the Litvaks, we do this occasionally. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Brichu. And that connects to Yankov. Because Yaakov Avinu is the ultimate Kodosh, who is the Kodoshenu Kodosh Yaakov. It says that Yaakov crossed the river, what was called the Ma'avar Yabok. The Yabok River, on Shtein Svarim HaKadoshim Yabok, is Oisius L'shem, not L'shem, Yichud Kudsho Brichu. Because Yaakov, through his middle Kedusha, was able to be over, was able to get past that stage, was able to achieve, to get to the highest level of Kedusha, which ultimately leads to Brach. And the amazing thing is, that of course Shabbos is the Mekor HaBracha. Shabbos is the Mekor HaBracha. Likras Shabbos Lechu V'Neilcha Ki Hi Mekor HaBracha. That Shabbos is the Mekor of Bracha. How is the Shabbos the Mekor of Bracha? Lechoira, it is the Kedusha of Shabbos that makes it the Mekor HaBracha. Eimon Mefashteit, that Kedusha is the father of Bracha. If we want Birchas HaShabbos, then we need Kedushas HaShabbos, because it is Kedusha that gives way to the Bracha. Lemaisa, as I stated before in a number of places, I saw this in Rav Tzadik, that of all the Yomim Tovim, Shabbos is the highest Yom Tov, because Shabbos receives its Kedusha directly from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It's the highest of the Mikroi Kodesh. Kodesh Hi Lochem. Kodesh Hi Lochem. Sorry?
Yom Tov is different.
And that's why Yom Tov is that Klal Yisrael is Mekadosh Yom Tov, Mekadosh Yisrael Ba'azmanim. Whereas when it comes to Shabbos, there's no Yisrael, there's just Mekadosh as HaShabbos. And even if it's Yom Tov, we say Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael Ba'azmanim. Sorry? Beautiful, beautiful. Kodesh Yilochem Shabbos Ha'amalko El Toich Boteichem Lohoniach Barocha. So what this means is that Shabbos has this capacity to infuse Klal Yisrael with Kedusha. And Eimol Sudor Kedusha, there can be Bracha. This is an amazing idea. I mean, the truth is we see in a number of places that Shabbos has this built-in ability to infuse us with Kedusha. For example, the famous Yerushalmi in Demai that talks about an Am Ha'aretz. That normally you can't trust an Am Ha'aretz. If an Am Ha'aretz says this fruit has been maised, you can't trust him. On Shabbos you can trust the Am Ha'aretz. Because the Shabbos, you know, Shin Halacha, Sheva Brochus. Sheva Brochus, you need Ponim Chadoshes. You need a fresh face of the Sheva Brochus. Except on Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, you don't need. Know why? It's based on a Medrash Rabbah that says a person has a different face on Shabbos. He shines with a different glance We both say Shabbos. Shabbos infuses us even without any working for it. Shabbos comes and injects a certain kedusha into us. And the touch that on Shabbos you don't need a ponim chadoshes is because everybody has a ponim chadoshes on Shabbos. Beautiful. So Shabbos has this ability to mekadosh us. And you know what's really amazing? That Shabbos also has this ability to bless us. Because Shabbos has the ability to sanctify us, Shabbos also has the ability to bless us. And if you think about it, the Moritz Gezachar, Tzadok HaKohen says, a famous idea, if you ever want to understand a concept, all you need to do is open a Chumash. Always a good idea to open a Chumash for anything. But you open a Chumash, and you look in the Chumash to find, where does the Torah discuss this concept the first time? And you know what's really fascinating? The first Kedusha in the Torah is Shabbos. And the first Brocha in the Torah is also Shabbos. Vayevorech Elokim es yoim ha-shevi'i vayekadosh ha-yisrael. Kedusha and Brocha in the context of Shabbos. Because Shabbos is mekadosh us, and that's why Shabbos is also in the Kohar Brocha. But it's not quite finished yet. Because we talk about Kedusha Baruch Hu gives us Kedusha on Shabbos. And we talk about how this Kedusha is a gift, it's a matona, as we spoke about before, and that Shabbos is a matona. Perhaps the gift of Shabbos is dafka, the gift of Kedusha themselves, the Shorim is talking about. But there's one aspect that we haven't mentioned. And that is, whilst that's true, and that Kedusha is a gift, and the Shabbos is a gift, and we receive it from upstairs, that doesn't mean that we are absolved of our own responsibility. Not just when it gets to Shmira Shabbos, and that Kedusha, but the Kedusha of Asiyas HaShabbos, the Zorchus Yom HaShabbos LeKadshoi, because Lemaisa we are called the Am Mekadshei Shvi. We are Mekadosh Shabbos as well. Yes, we talk about the Yom Tov is through the Kal Yisrael Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, but Kal Yisrael also need to be Mekadosh as our Shabbos. We also need to invest Kedusha into Shabbos. We also need to work on the Kedusha aspect. Too often, all the Shiurim are about, you can't do Borin, you can't do Atmon, you can't do Chazor, you can't do Shchit, you can't. But what's it mean, the Yef in Shabbos? Shabbos is sitting there waiting to implant into us and infuse into us this gewaltige holiness, sanctity, and ultimately blessing, bracha. But we need to open up. It needs preparation. We know that the three areas of Shabbos, a person is not just what a person does on Shabbos that's important, it's how a person speaks on Shabbos, of Dabar Dovo. It's also what a person thinks on Shabbos, the Hurim Mutorim. It's even things a person can read on Shabbos, all the problems in the newspapers today, what you can read, what you can't read. I mean, Nebuchadnezzar and Klal Yisrael, you know, in Eretz Yisrael last week, but someone told me that you had to, you couldn't leave the papers around the Shabbos. Tzar. You don't know what's going on before, after. Shabbos is a bubble of time in the week that is saturated with Kedusha, but there's also the aspect of Am Mekadshei Shvi. This week, there's a lot of doggish on Shabbos, a lot of focus on Shabbos up and down the country. And the first thing that springs to mind is Shmira Shabbos, and there's all these concerns that people might have to drive as a result, and these are legitimate concerns people need to be concerned about. But there's an aspect of Shabbos that also needs attention, and that is the aspect of Kedusha Shabbos. The positive Kedusha Shabbos, Nishno Shomer as Yom HaShabbos HaKadshoi, nor the Zocho as Yom HaShabbos HaKadshoi. The Shabbos meal, the Shabbos davening, The positive elements, the Divrei Torah. Someone said to me recently, I can't say Divrei Torah in my Shabbos table. I said, why not? I said, oh, large family. As was. Well, so you can't keep them quiet? No. It's just, I've got a 3-year-old, and I've got a 7-year-old, and I've got a this year. What am I going to say? It's going to work for everybody. So how many kids you got? 6 children, can I know? Or 7, 8 children? So you say 6, 7, 8 different Divrei Torah. So the things in the mirror said, don't join in. What's for our souls and mirrors? God, no. And of course, I'm going to join. How many 3-year-old joining me with a niggin like that? A bob of a niggin. How can you join in Azariah? You know, we should sing with a mitzvot gedoyloli. What, my Shabbos table? Said, yeah, your Shabbos table. There was a golden there at Israel who said that his children didn't quite work out the way he would have liked. He didn't sing his mirrors to the Shabbos table. Yeah? So people say, but I can't sing. Kind of zinger. No, not everybody's a Rav Dudi here. No, everyone can sing. Yeah? So I said, you know what? Yidden sing. Zol Stavisson, Yidden sing. It doesn't say, you know, by Shir Sayam, it doesn't say Oz Yoshe Moshe and the United Synagogue Choir, you know, whatever all these stones are. Oz Yoshe Moshe of Le Yisrael, singen! Without reden, the food's got to be better, the whole Kedusha, the Shabbos needs to be invested, needs to be injected. If we are Am Mekadshei Shvi, then we can expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mekadosh Shabbos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mekadosh Shabbos because it's Maton and Beis Genozai. then we can yarshin that Shabbos, we can yarshin the middle of Yom Kippur, we can go from Shomer as Yom Shabbos the culture to Zoch as Yom Shabbos the culture, and even go to the highest level of Yichud Hashem, which means literally walking with the Rebbein Shalom, nishno of Shabbos, nor the ganze Woche. Good Shabbos.